say.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're in New York City with Richard and his wife, Marilyn. They are in a large music hall, waiting for a concert to begin. While the musicians tune their instruments, Richard and Marilyn feel happy to be together. They hope to have a quiet dinner alone after the concert. But before the concert even begins, their plans have changed.
Let's see. Tonight they'll be playing the Hunt Quartet. Do you remember this piece, Marilyn?
Of course, Richard. We heard it on one of our first dates together. We went to a concert in Central Park.
It was a beautiful night. But then, do you remember?
It started to rain before the piece was half over.
And you wanted to stay and listen in spite of the weather.
I put your new jacket over my head to keep the rain off me.
As I remember, it didn't keep you very dry.
And you could never wear the jacket again.
I think that was the day I knew I loved you.
Really?
Well, that was the first day I knew I loved you. Now, I know it every day.
Oh, Richard, this is so much fun. Going to a concert and just being with you.
You mean being just with me? We don't have enough time to be together, only the two of us.
I know.
But tonight is different. So, what shall we do after the concert?
Well, how about that nice restaurant down by the Brooklyn Bridge? We can sit at a table for two and look into each other's eyes.
Unless Susan and Harry are there.
Susan and Harry? What do you mean?
Well, if Susan and Harry are there, it would be rude for us just to look into each other's eyes.
Richard, what are you talking about?
Look at the couple sitting two rows in front of us.
Susan and Harry!
And I thought we were alone.
Richard, Marilyn, what are you doing here?
The same thing you're doing, I think. Waiting for the music to begin.
Oh, Richard. I meant that we didn't know you were going to be here.
We just got tickets this morning.
Can you join us after the concert?
Well, we sort of had some plans.
Come on, you two. We're going to a great party.
Well, I don't know.
Marilyn, remember the hat designer I was telling you about? She'll be there. Come on, say yes.
Well, Marilyn?
Sure. Let's go to the party with Susan and Harry. It'll be fun. As long as we're together, that's the important thing.
Well, can you come?
Sure.
Terrific. We'll meet you in the lobby after the concert.
Today, we're going to study this kind of sentence.
Remember the hat designer I was telling you about?
We can say either, the hat designer I was telling you about, or the hat designer that I was telling you about. Here's another example.
What are you doing here?
The same thing you're doing.
Or, Richard could say,
the same thing that you're doing.
Okay. Now, repeat this sentence without the word that.
This is the same music that we heard in Central Park.
This is the same music we heard in Central Park. And this is all the time I have. Or I could say, this is all the time that I have. Bye now.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, Richard and Marilyn are in New York City at a party with Susan and her friend, Harry Bennett. It's a nice party, but it's very crowded, and Richard and Marilyn had not exactly planned to go to a large party on their evening out together. They wanted to be alone, but they won't be alone until the end of the night as they head home to Riverdale.
Judy, Robert, Anne, and Tom. This is my sister-in-law, Marilyn. She's married to my brother, Richard. He's over there, by the food table.
Hi, how do you do? Robert, Judy. I'm sorry, I'll never remember all your names.
Oh, that's all right. Learning a lot of new names is never easy. It's nice to meet some of Susan's family. She talks about you all the time.
Richard and I went to hear a concert. We didn't know Susan and Harry would be there, too.
We begged them to come along with us.
Hi, everybody.
This is my husband, Richard. And this is...
a nice group of my friends. Richard, you'll have to make your own introduction. I just saw Kathy, and I want Marilyn to meet her.
See you later, Richard.
Kathy, wait a minute.
Susan tells me you're a photographer, Richard. I'm the photo editor at an art magazine. Have you seen the exhibit at the Photography Center? Oh, by the way, my name is Robert.
Is this bus going to Riverdale?
Yep, I'm headed that way.
Good. Marilyn, after you.
The bus is almost empty. Do you want to sit here?
That's fine. Well, I think we escaped.
Escaped is the right word. That party might go on all night. Can you believe it? Susan and Harry wanted us to go dancing. I can hardly stand up. I'm so tired.
It's almost midnight.
Yes, but the dance clubs in the city are just getting started. You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
Oh, no. Not really. Remember the concert?
The concert? That seems like yesterday.
I know. But remember, at the concert, we were talking about our plans for the evening.
That's right. Weren't we planning a quiet evening with just the two of us?
Something like that.
It didn't quite happen like that.
Not yet.
George Washington Bridge.
Oh, thank you, driver. I get off here.
Not until right now. You see, here we are. Just the two of us. Riding the midnight bus to Riverdale.
Isn't it nice to be alone?
Let's listen to the type of question Marilyn uses when she wants to be sure of something. Listen.
You didn't want to go dancing, did you?
Oh, no, not really.
Richard didn't want to go dancing, did he?
Listen.
Richard didn't want to go dancing, did he?
Okay, now listen and you finish the question.
Marilyn and Richard didn't have reservations. Did they? Marilyn didn't call. Did she? You didn't worry. Did you?
Great! You didn't have any trouble with that, did you? Today we looked at one way to ask a question.
So long.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.